Hey, what's going on, everybody? King Judah 23 here. Follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDH23. I want to say this first and foremost. Thank you to everybody that's been very, very patient. All my true subscribers for being patient with me as I rebuild this, as I build this thing to a whole nother level. We will definitely be starting doing live streaming on January the 15th. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Starting January the 15th, we will do live streaming. And I will give you some more information on another short on how we're going to do that. But we're going to be on Twitch. Starting January 15th, we'll do live shows on Twitch. And I also will be streaming certain games I play, all that good stuff as we talk about the things that's spiritual. We'll talk about things about spiritual, and you know, get a chance to take a look at, you know, the way I play certain games or whatever like that. It's a little bit of fun, but we also serious at the same time. But the reason why I'm putting this out this short right now is because I went to I told you on the show I went to the Virgin Islands, in St. Thomas, beautiful island. Beautiful people, but I wanted to tell you guys, when I first got there, I was saying hello to everybody, and people wasn't responding. They was looking at me crazy, and so I was about to say, hey, man, what the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? You know, hey, you don't know how to say hello, you know, hey, how you doing, stuff like that, and there was a local there. Her name was Lauren. Shout out to Lauren. And she's been living there for 10 plus years. And she turned around and was saying, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good this, good that. Everything starts off with good. And she told me, she said, when you talk to people in there on the islands, you got to, you got to start off with good. Everything starts off with good when you talk to people. And so I started to do that. And the next thing you know, I was starting to have real conversations with people from the islands. I was starting to really, be intertwined with people from the islands, stuff like that. So I'm very, very, very happy that I was there. But the reason why I say that is because the Virgin Islands, they are big on manners. They're huge on manners. They treat each other almost like family. You know, if you see somebody out stranded, they'll come help them out. They ain't driving past them, and like they didn't see them or anything like that. They truly are people, family-oriented people, and they help each other out. And when I look at the continental United States, when I look at places like Atlanta, and everything's for self. It's me. I. But on the islands, you know, everybody pulls this stuff together. Hey, you help me out with this, I help you out with that. You help me out with this, you help me out with that. And so we have to get back, and that's biblical. That's biblical. You know, the biblical men. One man may have had a goat, and another one may have had a horse, or somebody had a cow, somebody may have had a chicken, quite a few chickens. And so they'll trade. Hey, I need some chickens. Hey, I need some more beef. You know, let's do a trade. You know, and everybody benefited from that. But we have gotten to a point with these Federal Reserve notes, and all this me, I entitlement ideology, that we think everything's about us. And so I was very, very, very pleased. My spirit was very, very pleased when I left St. Thomas. Because the people there, they truly show what it's really about. It's about helping one another. It's not about getting rich. It's not about being super rich. People out there work 2, 3, 4 jobs. I mean, one person told me they work 3 jobs. They got a part-time job on the weekends, and they got 2 full-time jobs. I said, how do you sleep? He was like, man, I only operate off 5 hours of sleep. Wow, that's just amazing to me. So it's not all about the money. It's not about money out there. Shit is expensive as hell. That's one drawback I will say about the Virgin Islands. A gallon of milk costs $8. A gallon of milk costs $8. Everything's imported to the island. Nothing comes directly from the island. Everything except for certain goods like soaps, goods from the indigenous people, stuff like that. Yeah, that was totally made on the island. But as far as stuff like rice and milk and chicken and beef and other products, stuff like that, pork, whatever. And they're not really big pork people either. That's another thing I noticed about the islands as well. Not big pork people. They really don't want you to bring pork to the island. If you eat any kind of pork on the island, they want you to keep it on the island. I saw so many signs at the airport, me leaving St. Thomas. Do not carry any pork products onto the airplane. Because they have, it's an endangerment for swine flu. It was a big thing back about 5 years ago, with the African swine flu on the island. And that's the reason why they're real careful with pork, when you bring stuff from, other parts of the world, to the island. So they're real, real careful about that. But overall, it was a great experience, a great trip. I will definitely go again. Next time I will go with my son. He misses his dad a lot. And so I won't do that again. I won't, leave him. But sometimes, you know, when you're a single parent, you know, sometimes you just need to get away sometimes. And, you know, once a year I get away. But, overall, man, love it. We'll continue to support the people of St. Thomas Virgin Islands. They are great people. And again, manners is big. Also, they don't do a lot of half naked. You cannot be going around half naked all over the place. There are certain spots like the beach, where you can, you know, let your top down and, you could be halfway naked and all that, on the beach. But as far as being out there in the public, twerking around the middle of the street, they're not putting up with that. Manners out there in St. Thomas Virgin Islands. So if you're a person that wants to turn up and get drunk and cuss in the middle, that's not a vacation spot for you, okay? You can go to the Dominican Republic or you can go to Jamaica, and they'll put up with that bullshit. And even probably certain parts of that those countries, they're not going to put up with it. But they know that American tourism brings a lot of money, so they'll put up with a lot of that. But on the Virgin Islands, they don't give a damn how much money you put in. You're not going to disrespect the people of the island. There's a lot of indigenous people. There's a lot of West Indies. There's a lot of Dominicans, a lot of Puerto Ricans. There's a lot of white people. It's a mixture of cultures, on the Virgin Islands, but you will respect the island. You will respect the people of the island, or you won't get very, very far. Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace. One love.